set the municipal.
General program.
Okay. Item two on our agenda is set the municipal tax rate. Joe, we'll hand it over to you.
Okay, gentlemen, so we did get the tax. The state sent the education tax rate to us yesterday morning. Today's our magic day to set the tax rate. I'll give you the brief overview. We did see a grand list increase of 1.5%. The town tax rate did go up. It was 7.2%, which is about 10 cents. The homestead rate, the education homestead rate, went up 4.3%, and the non-residential education rate went up 8.37%. And the local tax, there's Excel's acting funny, but your local tax is flat at 0.0015 cents. What's that mean for our taxpayers? So your homestead rate will come to a total of $2.6763 per 100. And then for your non-residential rate, it's $2.9823 per 100. And I have a spreadsheet just to provide an example. So for every $150,000, you'll see the value of your home. If it's $150,000, you'll see an increase of $218 per year, or $54 a quarter. And that can be multiplied out. So a $300,000 home will be about twice as much as that. A home that's, half as much as that will, the home value half as much as that, you'll get half as much increase.
Yes,
Yeah.
that hurts.
200 bucks is a lot.
It is when we, but we, I look at it and say when we were looking 14% or just under 14% was the yield, and people were thinking double digit. If I'm reading this correctly, it looks like no.
No, it's the state. We were worried about a 20% increase, and we came in way under the 20% increase at.
Total rate was
Yep.
7
5.7 for our residential
for resident
and
for
7.84 for non-residential.
5.7 on this paperwork is saying for total homestead tax rate.
Yeah,
Okay.
that's your residential tax rate. If you
Okay.
live here, that's what you're paying.
That so what is the total tax rate, school rate, and everything?
You want the dollar amount or the percentage?
Yeah, the dollars amount.
The homestead rate is $1.3143, and the non-residential rate is $1.6203.
That's school or is that us?
That's school. That was the homestead and non-homestead.
Okay. Okay.
We're at $1.36.
Okay.
So we were at 7.22%, right?
Increased,
For
yes.
the municipality. It looked like the school added another for, let's go with the homestead tax rate, 4.31%.
That's their increase, yes.
That's their increase. So if our total, I'm looking to get a percentage as well to say that. So the it looks like, is that 11.5%, or would you add those two?
Nope, it's you wouldn't add the percentages. This is your increase to your tax rate is
It's
5.77%.
5.77. That's one of the, and the non-residential is 7.8. Okay,
Yes, sir.
so really that 5.77 compared to some municipalities, that looks pretty good. Even though it's an
Yeah.
increase that hurts, it looks pretty good.
Yeah, we do our best to keep it down for sure.
Well, it's what it is. I mean, I couldn't see us going any lower, that's for sure. And
No.
ours is actually not going to be, there won't be an increase of that substantial portion next year because the rec director will be part of the regular budget and it won't be new money.
Yep. And you know what, Bob? The town did vote 106,000 into the budget. So next year that money won't for the camera. So next year that money will come right out. So you'll see, I'm not saying it's savings, but it's not there anymore.
That's good.
So again, Rich just joined us.
Hey, Rich.
It looks like if you're talking with the increases for a home valued at 150,000, I just want to make sure I'm there. It looks like an increase over your last year taxes on average of $218 for the year. So you break that up into quarters at okay. Looks, I don't know what we do other than make a motion to.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah.
I would just need a motion from the board for the homestead, the
Rate.
total homestead rate, and then for the non-homestead rate.
So I'll entertain a motion, and because you got, do they, did you send Chad and them the copy? I got Rich who can make a motion here, which is pretty good. He comes in, he's coming in cold, and I'm putting him in right under the gun.
Perfect.
And
You want me to read it?
yes, if you can read it, and he'll just make the motion.
Okay, so we're proposing the homestead tax rate for fiscal year 25 to be set at $2.6763.
Two different motions. Sure.
This will be your homestead tax rate. 267.
267.63.
And that's combined these two together.
And the total number is yes.
Okay.
And then we're going to do a non-homestead tax rate of this much here, which are those numbers.
Okay.
I'll read it if somebody needs to make the motion.
Right.
Okay, so let me try again. So we're proposing a homestead tax rate set for fiscal year 25 to be at $2.6763.
I make the
So
motion.
moved.
All right.
I'll second it. I'll second
Okay. We got Rich made a mo we put him through. We put him through heck on it. Rich made the motion. Which one of you want to go on the record as seconding it?
I will.
Okay. Bob seconds it. Any other discussion, comment on that? All those in favor? Aye.
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 Unanimous.
And then for the non-homestead rate, we're proposing the non-residential education tax rate to be, I'm sorry, let me change that. The non-residential municipal tax, I'm struggling here. Non-residential property tax rate to be set at $2.9823.
So moved.
Okay, Chad made the motion. I need a second.
I'll second that.
Rich has seconded it. Any questions, comments? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We have taken care of that. Now I will entertain a motion to adjourn.
I make a
I'll make a
motion.
motion to adjourn.
Okay, do I have a second by Rich?
Second.
Chad made the motion. Second by Rich. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Have a good one. Thank you, gentlemen, for calling in.
Everyone, thanks.
Yep.
Thanks, guys.
Hey, Joe, did you see Lindsay's email?
I did. I got your text and